The Warriors hosting the Houston Rockets for a Saturday night showdown at Oracle Arena as the Rockets would build a 20-point lead in the first half, but the Warriors would battle back as Kevin Durant led all scorers with a 29-point effort. Stephen Curry added 25 points with 5 three-pointers on the evening to go with 9 rebounds and 7 assists. Klay Thompson delivering 20 points with 3 trays on the night, and DeMarcus Cousins with a double-double effort, 13 points and 14 rebounds. Draymond Green left the game with a left ankle sprain and did not return, and in the end, the Rockets take it, 118-112, the final.
And Paul's going to dribble it out. What a win for the Houston Rockets with no James Harden. They beat Golden State again. Certainly one of the best wins of the season for the Rockets. A big road win led by a brilliant performance from Chris Paul. And Houston gets the victory, second victory this season here at Oracle Arena.
Coach, right here. You guys are saying that Draymond sprained his ankle. Based on the play itself and what you saw, are you concerned with the severity of that injury?
I didn't see it. I haven't seen a replay. I talked to Draymond briefly, and he said he thought he sprained the same one early in the game, a little tweak. And so we'll see. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, a really serious injury, but we'll have an update tomorrow, I guess.
Hey Steve, what do you think was the reason for the start with the 15-0 lead?
We weren't prepared to play, and that's, you know, I'm the coach, so that's it's on me. I've got to do a better job getting these guys ready to play. You know, we're turning it over. We're not executing, and you know, coming out of the break, we have not we've not done a good job of as a group, players, coaches, all of us, of being ready to play against teams that are going to come after us. You know, it seems like I tell our team every day, the whole league's gotten better and everybody's been scheming and plotting and planning for us for years now. And so we can't ever expect anything's going to be easy. You know, it's always going to be difficult. And I thought Houston came in and just dominated us and deserved to win.
Is there a possibility of a emotional or mental letdown with Harden out?
Well, that'll be a good narrative for you to write about. I know that that'll be the thing that you look at. I don't look at that though. They played harder right from the beginning. They played harder and smarter than we did. We had 17 turnovers and we didn't run back in transition. So you know, doing what we're trying to do is really hard. So we've got to put forth the effort that it takes to win night in and night out, and we've let our guard down now here quite a bit lately.
You got back into the game though tonight. Actually, had a little bit of a lead there. What then happened that turned it back toward them in your mind?
Same thing that was happening all game. Poor transition defense. That will be a major point of emphasis for us when we practice next. We're just not finding shooters. We're not protecting the rim. You know, Capella gets a wide open dunk. Maybe it was Fareed. I can't remember. A lot of three-point shots in transition for them. And then sloppy execution, forgetting plays, you know, not really understanding what we're trying to accomplish. So we got to get our minds right, you know, to play every night because this is what you face in this league. A lot of great teams.
Your new starting lineup now, I think this is their 11th game together. They played, you know, about 140 minutes or so, and I think they're slightly in the negative. Why do you think that kind of five-star lineup just hasn't really taken off yet?
I think the lineup has been good at times. I just think there have been several games like this one where we got off to really slow starts, and we got to just be ready to play right from the beginning. But small sample size at this point. You know, for lineup combination stuff. So we'll watch the tape and try to get better, try to start better.
Steve, Cousins specifically was minus 17, by far the worst plus minus on your team. Did you think he was being attacked, and how did you think that whole thing went defensively attacked?
Yeah, I mean, that's Houston always does that every game. You know, they run a million pick and rolls, and they try to put the five man in the pick and roll quite a bit, and so we didn't do a great job as a team. It's a five man grouping that has to defend, so we got picked apart pretty well on that, so we'll have to do better.
Steve, kind of going back to the 15-0 run, start the game, you didn't call a timeout to break it up at all. What was the thought process there and trying to let the guys kind of figure it out on their own? Or
I'm not sure what I would have told them. Take a timeout and say, run a play, get back on defense, don't turn it over. It's, you know, usually you take a timeout. If you see something, you want to make an adjustment. There's no adjustment to make when it's 15-0 and everybody's out there running in mud. So we got back in the game. So, you know, I thought Jordan Bell came in, did a nice job for us tonight. Hasn't been in the rotation much lately. So I was very proud of him for staying ready. And but, you know, it wasn't enough. We just never had the traction. Even when we had the lead, it didn't feel like we played fundamentally sound basketball.
DeMarcus, I think, has 6 turnovers, and he's been pretty inefficient maybe the last 7 or so games. Do you see the frustration kind of building with how he's playing off?
Sure, yeah, he's frustrated. I mean, think about what DeMarcus has been through, you know, with the year-long injury and the frustrating free agency. So it's not an easy thing. Very difficult injury to come back from. And, you know, after first couple weeks, the excitement, the adrenaline, you know, that's the wear and tear begins, and that's where you've really got to be able to rely on execution. So we'll work with him, and he can do better. He knows that. He's definitely frustrated, but, you know, he cares. He's an emotional guy and wants nothing more than to win and compete. And so we got to help him along, and he's got to help himself along as well.
Did you move him out to the perimeter specifically in the second half? Looked like you were going to him on a low post early on. Didn't seem to work out. And was Cousins placed on the perimeter on purpose in that second half?
Not really. I mean, that's, you know, we have different ways we can play, different actions, different plays. I thought we got back into the game late first half with playing faster, playing more open. We didn't do anything specifically in the third quarter to try to keep him on the perimeter. We're just playing.
Steve, is Draymond set for X-rays or an MRI?
I have no idea. You know. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Now the Warriors head out on a 4-game road trip, taking them to Charlotte, Miami, Orlando, and then Philadelphia. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.